Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Conservative Woman's Guide. I'm your host, Peyton Smith, and today I'm joined by Kimberly Herman, Executive Director for Southeastern Legal Foundation, for an episode on the Conservative Woman's Guide to Title IX. Kim worked as a licensed CPA with an international accounting firm, but her strong belief in individual liberty, the rule of law, and accountability in government led her to pursue a career in law. While in law school at Georgia State University College of Law, Kim served as a law clerk at SLF. After graduating, Kim worked at a private law firm in Atlanta where she specialized in financial and business litigation, but continued to serve SLF in a pro bono capacity. In 2013, Kim returned to SLF full-time and now advances liberty through litigation in federal and state trial and appellate courts on issues ranging from government overreach, free speech, property rights, and economic liberty. With the news that the Biden administration is considering changes to Title IX, we are excited to have Kim on today to break down the potential changes and inform us about how this would affect not only women's sports, but free speech on college campuses as well. Before we get into the interview, make sure you're subscribed to the Conservative Woman's Guide wherever you get your podcasts. And if you haven't already, leave us a 5-star review. Welcome, Kim.
Hey, great to be with you.
So before we get started, could you explain Title IX and what it was originally enacted to protect?
Yeah, so Title IX is a part of the educational amendments back in 1972. So it's been around a very long time. And Congress first enacted Title IX to protect women in education. So a lot of people think that it's just to protect women's sports, but it's actually to protect women and girls in all educational programs and all educational benefits at both a K-12 level and a college level in our country.
So why does the Biden administration want to make changes to it? Fill us in.
That is a great question. It goes back to the very beginning, right, of the Biden administration, where on day one, he issued executive orders that he was going to take a whole of government approach to this concept of equity. And he's done that whether we're talking about race or sex. But in order to do it in this context, when we're talking about sex, they have to redefine what that word means. Because, right, I mean, the word means a woman or a man. We know what a woman is. We know what a man is. And so in order to erode these protections and in order to essentially really take away these protections that women have had for over 50 years in both sports and in all education, they have to take away the idea of womanhood. And so one of the things that they're looking to do is to redefine what sex means to include sex stereotypes, sex, gender identity. And I know we'll get into some of this a little bit more. But at the end of the day, it really takes away these protections for women, because if you can't define what a woman is, then you can't protect them.
Yeah. How would redefining sex discrimination to include gender identity, as you mentioned, impact female-only spaces?
It's going to destroy them. So it will flat out take them away. If you can no longer, or if the government no longer defines a woman as a woman and a man as a man from a biological perspective, then there are absolutely no boundaries. Anybody can go into any bathroom. Anyone can go into any locker room. Anyone can demand that they are called anything, which will infringe on other people's First Amendment rights. And so you're taking away privacy rights. You're taking away dignity. You're taking away personal space. And quite frankly, you're putting our young girls and our college females in danger, to be perfectly honest.
Can you go a little more in depth about what specific changes the Biden administration plans to make to Title IX?
Yeah, so there's a couple that are coming down the pipeline, and they're coming very, very soon. What's happened is the Department of Education goes through what's called a rulemaking process, and they've gone ahead and put out two different proposed rules for Title IX. One of them relates specifically to sports, and one of them relates to Title IX just in general. The general one will redefine sex to include the terms that we talked about, gender identity, sexual stereotypes, essentially breaking it down so that it no longer protects women. What Title IX really says is that you can't discriminate on the basis of sex. Okay, that is what the rule actually says. So in other words, you can't treat people differently because of their sex. And that's where those protections really came in. Because prior to 1972, what you saw was that women were being excluded from these benefits. They were being excluded from educational and sports programs solely because they were women, solely because they were girls. Title IX protected that. If you no longer can define what a woman is, you no longer can define what a girl is, and there just are no definitions, then there is no protection. Because there's nothing that you would be looking for discrimination against. And so that is where the primary change is going to happen. That's going to affect every single person in this country. There's certainly legal distinctions here where they're taking away due process rights. So in other words, if the school says you violated Title IX, do you have a right to cross-examine your accuser? Do you have particular rights in that process? And we can dive into more of those if they're of interest to your audience, certainly. But the crux of it is changing that definition of sex, which takes away the protection.
So a lot of our women are super involved with the collegiate sports aspect of Title IX, as you, I'm sure you know, like Riley Gaines, she's come and spoke to a lot of our college women. We just had Paul Scalen on the podcast. How will this affect specifically our college students who are not involved in sports, the opposite end of the spectrum? Is there a free speech or compelled speech component to this as well?
Absolutely. So if, as you said, it's going to affect sports in a big way, but it is going to affect every single college student, every professor, every K-12 student, every parent, because if they go into a space and let's say someone comes to class and they're very clearly, they're biologically a boy and they say, nope, I want to be called she, her, and they, put out incorrect pronouns. And you refuse to use those incorrect pronouns because it goes against your beliefs. And you can very clearly see that this person is, in fact, a boy, then you can be brought up on Title IX charges. And so all it's going to take is going to be a complaint to be filed with the Title IX coordinator, which many people don't realize that their colleges have Title IX coordinators. They do. And those offices are going to be built out with big staffs to go ahead and process these complaints. And then you're going to be put through a process where you don't have, as I mentioned, the right to cross-examine. You are basically put into kind of a dog and pony show in terms of like a kangaroo court. And you're going to have to go through that process. It's going to be long and it's going to be painful. And ultimately, if you used what they consider to be an incorrect pronoun, then you are going to be brought up on these charges. It's going to be on your permanent record. You could be expelled from school. You could be suspended. Title IX does not say what those punishments are, so it's going to be up to the school to decide, and they can be incredibly grave. And so just by speaking your mind, you could damage your entire future. That is where the First Amendment comes in. The government cannot do that, and the Constitution trumps Title IX.
That's crazy. We just had Olivia Krolchak on the podcast as well, who had the whole issue where she used the word biological woman in the school paper and she failed that assignment. So scary things. It's already happening on college campuses.
Very, very scary.
Yeah. Pivoting slightly, can you give us an overview of what happened during the Importance of Protecting Female Athletics and Title IX hearing held by the House Oversight Committee on Healthcare and Financial Services back in December of 2023?
Yeah, that was actually a great committee meeting. And most of the time, these committee meetings are boring, or they just tend to be, representatives and Congress members opining on their own. But at that one, actually, Riley Gaines testified. Sarah Parshall Perry, who is with Heritage Foundation, testified. And several others from Independent Women's Forum also testified. And what they really talked about was how these changes are going to affect women's sports. And not only that, but they talked about the legality of it, right? Sarah Perry really went into great detail explaining that these changes are, in fact, illegal and unconstitutional because they violate the First Amendment, because the Department of Education has not put them into place properly. There are detailed regulations stating how they should go about making these changes. And also because these changes clearly violate congressional intent. The Department of Education is taking it upon itself to make these changes to law. And so, right, we all know Congress passes the laws and the executive branch has the ability to enforce them. However, they do not have the ability to rewrite them and to reinterpret them. And so we're certainly going to be seeing a lot of court cases, including ones from our organization, where we bring these cases to challenge it and to get rid of these unconstitutional and illegal changes.
Yeah. Can you touch on briefly what you are doing with your organization?
Yeah, there's a couple of things we're doing to combat Title IX. Right now, we're working on some just educational pieces. As I mentioned, the rule isn't finalized. However, we do expect to see a final rule possibly within the next 30 days from the Department of Education. And parents and college students need to know what these changes are. One of the things that we love to do here is to educate Americans on their constitutional rights, because we can go and win in court all day long. But if Americans don't understand their rights, then we're just going to allow the government to go ahead and trample on them once again. So we're working on a guidebook to put out that will help both college students and K-12 parents. We're working on some webinar trainings, and we're also working on putting together those lawsuits. And so that's where we're going to have to fight this. Unfortunately, it's going to take litigation from the states. It's going to take litigation from private parties and from some of our key college, you know, student organizations.
Yeah. Going back to the hearing, there were talks about the financial impact these changes to Title IX is going to have. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of ways that these changes are going to financially impact America. One of them is just scholarships, right? And I know Riley Gaines, who is also, you know, we work with her on several other cases that we have regarding free speech at college campuses. But she has been a great advocate to speak out about how this is going to affect women's sports from a scholarship perspective, right? A lot of times we talk about the fact that women and men just simply cannot compete, right, in sports. It's dangerous. And the men come in and simply dominate women's sports and kick them off the podium. But they also just take places, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking over gold medals. They are taking scholarship positions from our girls who want to go to college and they want to compete at that level in something that they love, something that they've worked hard for their entire lives. So that's one way. Another way is just going to be truly the overall financial impact on our country, right? Building out these offices, these Title IX coordinators, funding them, building out offices to persecute our students when they dare call a boy a he and a woman a she, that's going to take a huge financial toll on this country. I've yet to see true numbers and accurate numbers put to that, but you can only imagine that if you look at every single college and university in this country and imagine that they're having to hire, 5-10 new employees at a minimum, what that impact is. And that's going to flow straight to our taxpayers.
Yeah. Where do things stand now with President Biden's current proposed changes? And what are the next steps towards this implementation?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I think we're going to see these changes come down in the next 30 days. The big question that everyone has right now is, are we going to see just the general changes that we've been talking about? Or are we also going to see the big sports rule change? The general changes affect sports all throughout the country, regardless. What the sports additional regulation did is it shifts the burden to schools. So in other words, if a school wants to have a girls team and a boys team, they're going to have to prove that there's no more than a de minimis harm that would happen from having those two different sports. So when we talk about Title IX and we say it will end women's sports, the intent of these changes is to end women's sports. You will no longer have boys and girls teams. You will no longer have boys and girls locker rooms. You will no longer have boys and girls bathrooms. It will completely end the distinction between the sexes. And it's not going to end with the Department of Education. If they can successfully make these changes and we don't challenge them in court and win, then we're going to see every other federal agency start to change the definition of sex also. And so the impact of these truly cannot be understated right now.
Are there ways our students can get involved and voice their opinion about the potential changes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, bring speakers onto campus that can talk about this, right? We know that colleges are imposing insane security fees right now for anyone that wants to come and talk about Title IX on campuses. Those are some of the cases that I was referencing that we have going on. We have a lawsuit against the University of New Mexico for that right now, because they charged a crazy fee to have Riley Gaines come and speak there. But don't stop, right? Don't allow your speech to be chilled just because your school is insisting on violating the First Amendment. You have First Amendment rights. And if you don't know what those are, you can always call groups like ours and we can help educate you on them. We can come speak to your, you know, local student chapter. We do that a lot. We speak to a lot of new chapters all throughout the country and train them on their First Amendment rights. And so my advice to students is don't back down, stand up, do it in a constitutional way where you're not getting yourself, you know, kind of in a bind or in trouble, obviously. But know that you have rights and don't be afraid to exercise them.
Yeah. Where can our listeners go to learn more about you and the work that you're doing with Southeastern Legal Foundation?
Yeah, they can follow us on social media. Our handle is just @SLF_liberty, or they can go to our website, slfliberty.org.
To end with a fun question, if you could go back and give your college self one piece of advice, what would it be? I'm sure there's a lot.
Oh my gosh. Now you're taking me back two decades. I have to show my age now. My advice to my college self, there'd be two pieces of advice I think that I'd give. One is to not be afraid to speak my mind, right? And so know that you have a voice and don't be afraid to use it, no matter what the issue that you want to speak about is. And the second would be to travel. Take the time, travel abroad. If you get that chance to do that study abroad program, don't turn it down. You don't realize how much time and freedom you have in college. You have the rest of your life to have serious responsibilities. So enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of it.
That's the one thing I wish I did while I was still in school, but COVID hit, so traveling was all shut down.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what it was like to be in college during COVID. And, you know, college in the late 90s and early 2000s was a very different place than it is now. We could speak our mind without being afraid of persecution, but just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it and figure out who you are.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Kim. It's been such a pleasure to get to learn more about this topic from your perspective.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It was truly great to get to interview Kim and discuss Title IX and the Biden administration's potential changes to it. Subscribe to the Conservative Woman's Guide wherever you get your podcasts so that new episodes automatically download. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends. We'll see you next week.